The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It's good to see you all here this evening and all those joining us online. We are here in the first week of Lent, this first Wednesday after Ash Wednesday, to pause, to pray, to remember, to ask for renewal and these promises that we will hear from God this evening. This evening's program is Holden Evening Vespers, meditative moment in the prayer life of this church. Because of that nature, I would advise everyone, if you have a cell phone, to make sure that it is silenced so it doesn't disrupt the flow. And in the middle of the service, we will have a moment of pausing for prayers and silent reflection. And of course, silence is, we welcome the sound of families in our midst. So part of embracing that silence is listening to the noise of our young ones who are with us. Knowing that that sound of silence is something that many churches, many places in the world right now are missing. So make sure all of our families are feel welcomed here to that space. Without further ado, our worship team come up and lead us in worship.
A brief announcement in your worship bulletin. On page 3, we will be singing the Psalm of the Day. We will all begin that together, but at the bottom of the page, it breaks into two parts. The leader, or group one, will be myself. If you have a lower voice, please sing with me. All, or group two, will be higher voices, and if you fit into that vocal range, please sing with the ladies as they present for you.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
May God be with you all.
thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways. And you are the light and life of all creation.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Our reading for tonight comes from Matthew, the 18th chapter. Take care that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you, in heaven their angels continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep, and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountain and go in search of the one that went astray? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than the other 99 that never went astray. So it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. As we start Lent, or as I should say, as we continue our journey in Lent on this first Wednesday, may we ponder these words in our hearts. For in it we read that it is not God's will that one of these little ones should be lost. And we have here this parable of 99 sheep on a hill safe and one that has gone astray. It is a story about the extent of the love of God, the extent that God will go to save the one that is lost. And for me, it has some personal meaning, a visceral reaction to this parable. For not many years ago, I was up very, very late at night, and I happened to be listening to a song about this parable. And as I was pacing my house, trying to fall asleep, listening to this song, I glanced at my side door leading into my garage, and to my shock and horror, it was cracked open. Now, I know some might say it was leading into your garage. What's the big deal of a cracked door? So let me tell you a few things about ferrets. A ferret is an animal that amazingly and beyond any known reason that I can think of can exist in a liquid form. It is capable of flowing, fitting, moving under and over into whatever small crack it might be able to put its little nose through. And at first, this is unbelievable. But when you come home to the sight of this little pink nose sticking out from underneath your dishwasher, you understand. How do they get there? I don't know. Even when their brother is in front of the opening, they just flow over them into this space. But as amazing as this trick is, there's a second mystery to it. Is whatever cosmic law allows them to flow in, for some reason, does not allow them to flow out. So they become stuck. And they wander in a garage door leading into a garage with all its small spaces, all those dangers within that garage. But then that one danger, above all other dangers, is that garage door. Because this liquefied ferret will flow underneath that garage door and out. And so with horror and shock, knowing that it had been hours before I had entered the garage, I quickly rounded up the other set in the house, conducted roll call, only to know with shock and horror what I already knew in my heart, that one was not there. And so grabbing her squeaky toy, I ran out into the middle of the night, into the cold, with just my shorts, my t-shirt. Up and down that neighborhood I went, squeaking her favorite toy. And I'm glad that the neighbors did not look out the window to see this strange sight. I know the police weren't called, but a long time into this search, I began to give up hope of finding her. Stuck or lost or gone, what had I done? And it was at that moment that there was some movement from underneath the car, underneath the tire. And there once again was that little pink nose. And I don't know who moved faster, me or her. I could tell you that her little legs ran as fast as she could. And in a jump and a hop, she came into my arms, circled around like ferrets do in this little perfect circle, placed her head on the bend of my elbow and took a deep sigh and fell asleep. And there she remained. I carried her home, sat on the couch, and there we remained for a good hour, just there. She knew she was home, she was safe, she was loved. And I know the joy I felt of finding her after the horror of feeling that she had been lost. So when I hear this parable, this is what I think of. And I'm sure all of us in this room have had a similar situation. We can all identify someone that we've lost, we've searched for, and we found. And the joy and the love of finding that person. And these feelings and emotions are precisely what I think we are meant to read into this text. And think and ponder that this is the reality of God. The extent that God will enter into our world, become enfleshed in our reality, and journey through this cold and painful existence for us, so that we are all found. There's a truth here that we are never so far gone as incapable of being found by God. So lost that we cannot be found. Never so far away that we cannot be brought home by the love of a God who forgives, who enters, who becomes, who is poured out for our sake. When Jesus has entered this muck and mess of a world, always coming, always being, always for us. Because this is the heart of God. And our journey in Lent this evening and for the rest of these 40 days is to remember this love for us. This love began at this Christmas miracle of the incarnation. It will reach its fulfillment in the cross. With this reality that even death itself cannot separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That even God, even in death, will overcome death to bring us home, to hold us safe, and know that we are loved. For it is not the will of God in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. Amen. Please join us in our hymn of the day, which is hymn 715, Christ be our Lord.
Sure.
invite us now into a time of prayer and contemplation. In a moment, we'll have an opportunity to come and invite anyone who wishes to come to the baptismal font, touch the water, make a sign of the cross if you wish, but have an encounter with the water of our baptism, which reminds us that God is here, that God loves us, and that this life of God is present in our reality. There are also candles on our side altar if you wish to light a candle, say a prayer there, and then to return to your seats for an extended moment of silence. In this silent prayer is our intention of dwelling in the presence of God. I encourage you to not think of thoughts in this time, but centered solely on the intention of knowing God's presence for your life. As distraction as thoughts are, it may be helpful to have a name of God or a phrase like, "Come, Holy Spirit." If you find yourself distracted by thoughts, really say, "Come, Holy Spirit, recenter yourself and dwell in silence." And again, silence encompasses the noise and sounds of the world around us. The only thing that matters is your intention to dwell in the presence of God. So I invite us now to come to this period. The light shines in darkness. Let us pray. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace. Serve and love the Lord.